This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
You know what I like to say, right? I've taken lessons because I like to be an educated idiot. I don't know what to tell you. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. As some of you know, you people who have been listening to the show for quite some time, you know that I pre-recorded this earlier today, so it's current. But it's, you know, today is the 54th anniversary. And I almost hate to use that word. It almost sounds like we're celebrating something, right? But it's the 54th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And I don't know if some of you remember. I remember. I shouldn't say remember. Maybe I don't. Maybe it was planted in my head. I have no idea. But here's how I see it. I remember probably about 4 years old. I think I talked about that earlier. How my mom and my grandma were just going crazy. And I didn't know why. I think that's why I remember it. It was like one of those traumatic moments where you go, well, what are they crying for? What did I do? What did I break? Kind of thing. So, but I remember being in the kitchen. It had to be, earlier, maybe lunchtime or something like that, or early dinner. I don't even remember. It shows you. But I just remember them being very upset, bouncing off the walls upset. And I didn't know why. I couldn't understand why. But, you know, the events of that day that went down, and some of the stuff is boring, but I kind of get a kick out of, as you work it through and think about it, how long it took somebody, you know, to get certain places and do certain things. How long did somebody know about this? And it was an exciting day for Texas. I mean, they really loved having the guy down there. And, you know, with all the conspiracies recently, with all the paperwork, and you heard our friend Corey Duncan talk about what he thinks happened, where he thinks things came from, who went after the president. There were some timelines involved in that day that are kind of interesting. Well, interesting to me. I got the mic, so. At 11:30 that morning, Air Force One arrived at Dallas. You know, it had President Kennedy and Mrs. Kennedy, Governor John B. Connally Jr. of Texas. Now, why going to Texas? He was on board. I don't know. Now, Vice President Johnson and his wife arrived aboard a separate plane. They're supposed to I don't know if they were honoring the fact that they're supposed to travel separately anyhow. God forbid something happens. During the 10-mile tour of Dallas, President Mrs. Kennedy and the governor, Mrs. Connally, ride in an open convertible. Some of you are old enough to remember that. Some of you younger people, you know, I'm just trying to jar your memories. You have an opportunity over the next few, you know, over Christmas, over Thanksgiving, to talk about this. Remind the young people what took place and how Kennedy died. You know, we used to do these things for Mark Dice. And one of the ones was how Kennedy died. And he would go, this is recent history, and he would go out to the beaches in California and say, hey, have you heard the news that John Kennedy passed away this morning in his sleep of old age, yada, yada, yada. And nobody remembered, or the young people anyway, that he was killed and he was assassinated. Are they not teaching this even, are the libs not even teaching this in regular school? I don't get it. Maybe it's not important enough to remember. I don't know. One heck of a time in history, though, don't you think? Now, the president and Mr. Connally were on their way to a luncheon, a sold-out luncheon, that President Kennedy was supposed to speak at. It was about 12:30 when the president's motorcade limousine went past the Texas School Book Depository. Somebody heard shots fired. President Kennedy and Governor Connally have both hit Now, I don't know. One bullet, five bullets, 1927. I don't know. I don't need to know. Not right now, anyway. The wire services immediately reported three shots were fired. Some say it was because of the echoing. Two bullets hit the president, one hit the governor. Emergency efforts by Dr. Malcolm Perry. I would change my name after this. Doctors Malcolm Perry and Kim Clark and others are unsuccessful at reviving the president. Governor Connally injured. Injuries are critical, but not fatal. He sustained three broken ribs, a punctured lung, and a broken wrist, all from bullet fragments of one bullet. Some of it's hard to believe. A little while after the ABC Radio Network is broadcasting first nationwide bulletin. They were the first ones to get it up and on there. CBS jumped in about 5 minutes later. And at 1 o'clock, they pronounced the 46-year-old John F. Kennedy dead. Now, you know, Walter Cronkite had a really hard time doing that. And you know, I can imagine. I don't blame him. So, I have a couple of interviews from a couple of years gone by. And there are people who have written books about this, and it's thousands. When we were checking, there were like 2,700 books written on this. But I thought you might hear, you know, one fellow wrote a book about how Lee Harvey Oswald was really the patsy in all of this. And one actually believes he did it. So I thought you'd get a kick out of it as we go through and we talk about this later on today. And, well, coming up after the break. Now, a little after 1 o'clock when the shooting when the shooting was made known nationwide, the stock exchange halted trading because it was taking a nosedive. Nobody knew what this was going to do. I mean, this was a national or international event. At 1:15, Lee Harvey Oswald kills Dallas Police Patrolman J.D. Tippit. That's 45 minutes after the assassination. Some are questioning that. Also, a little while after that, the Associated Press reports that President Kennedy died at 1. So, they had brought in a Catholic priest at the time. I mean, you can go down this whole list of things that took place that day. Or over the next few days. And it's quite amazing to see how the country approached this at the time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to Real Side. When we come back, more. Really, I mean, we'll do the whole segment, two segments actually, on the killing of the president. And we'll be back in a few minutes.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dale Bellis joins me, CEO of Liberty Health Share. Always a pleasure to have him with me. And, you know, in the advent I call it Turkey Day. I realize it's Thanksgiving Day, and we all should celebrate Turkey Day. I guess the turkeys aren't really celebrating, but we are enjoying the day as it is. And, Dale, you know, we can touch on Liberty Health Share in a little bit here, but I really am curious, you know, with the sponsors and the guests that I have on the show. We all come from different backgrounds, different walks of life, and we all have different traditions. You know, I grew up in New England. My ancestry is Italian, so you can only imagine, you know, we had chestnuts, but they weren't traditional to my family. My family was lasagna and manicotti and, you know, antipasto and stuff like that. And we didn't sit down to dinner. We had this, like, grazing fest from, 1 o'clock all the way through 5 o'clock. So I'm curious, right? You know what I mean, right? You eat, then you go lay down, and you work it off in your 20-minute
right.
nap.
Right.
I mean, what are some of the traditions bring
you
to the
table? Well, thank you for that invitation, Joe. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Our family, follows pretty much a traditional Thanksgiving dinner, and I love traditions. In fact, I insist on them in our family. My wife gets tired, I guess, bless her, of cooking the turkey and all the dressing and the sides. This year, we're going on a family trip after Thanksgiving, and she said to me, if you intend for me to do all of this this preparation for our guests coming on Thanksgiving, you'd better make yourself available all day Wednesday before. So here I am at home. I just finished putting the leaf in the dining room table, stretching it out, making place for all of our 10 guests, setting the table. So I'm dutifully here helping my wife, and we will put the turkey in the oven at 7 o'clock in the morning, cook it for about 8 hours, have dinner at 4. We have 10 family and friends coming, and it's turkey and dressing and mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes and casseroles, etc. I just absolutely love it. It's a great time to be together. We've got friends, we got family that has come in from as far away as Arizona. So we're just happy to be together and just thank God for all of our rich blessings in our lives.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about doing a contest because all you ever see in those pictures is everybody sitting on the couch afterward, right? I mean, you see people that have the big smiles on their face, but you never see Mom in the kitchen afterward with the pile of pans and a pile of plates. So I was thinking about doing a contest.
Exactly.
The one who sends me the picture of the dirtiest kitchen, the messiest kitchen, you know, I'll send some kind of free gift to, because that's the reality after the fact. Reach back in the recesses of your mind and tell me maybe one of the most memorable Thanksgivings that you ever had.
Sure, happy to do that. In fact, it was the Thanksgiving when both my mother and dad were alive and able to be with us. My dad suffered a stroke shortly afterward and unfortunately was in a nursing home for several years before he passed. But that Thanksgiving with Mom and Dad and my family and brothers and sisters all around was incredibly memorable and one that I'll not forget for a long, long time. My dad was a very inquisitive fellow. He loved to travel and was very focused on history and historical matters. And I guess I've kind of enjoyed that sort of aspect of things as a result of his influence. But that was the nature of our conversation around that Thanksgiving table, was the history of America, its founding, the liberties that we experienced.
Wow.
And I remember my dad referring to the first presidential proclamation of Thanksgiving. It was, I believe, if my dates are correct, it was 1789 by George Washington.
That's right.
In which he offered the first presidential proclamation encouraging America to give sincere and genuine prayer and thanksgiving to God. I'll never forget that Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, that's one of the things I'm doing later on, is I'm actually playing the proclamation from Washington and Lincoln and Coolidge and, you know, how many presidents asked us to, and you don't hear that so much anymore, but how many presidents asked us to actually stop and thank God for the blessings that we have. I mean, it's almost taboo to use the word God anymore in these things, and I was just enjoying it, like you said, going back from Washington and Lincoln. I think a third or maybe even 40% of his speech was all about the divine providence of God, the blessings that God gave us, the things that we can't have unless we put God first. And I won't say, I don't want to be the downer to say we've forgotten that as a nation, but I think what we don't do anymore is we don't put, God first at the head of the table, if you would, in these kind of situations. And we are a blessed nation. I mean, some of our poorest people in this country.
It's amazing to me that our modern ears, whenever we hear the George Washington proclamation, we kind of say, what? You mean a president was so biblical and spiritual in his proclamation?
Oh, yeah.
And the secular viewpoints regarding separation of church and state that have devolved into this kind of societal fear of speaking of our faith in the public square, it runs counter to our founding and our history and our national traditions. And we just need to be bold and retrieve our religious freedoms in today's world.
Well, listen, you're in the health world. You've been in it for a long time. I mean, if these guys wanted a separation of church and state, if they wanted nothing to do with God, they all had an early form of dementia, did they not? Because they couldn't seem to get the word God away from their mouth and their tongue, huh?
Well, it is just remarkable that when we reflect upon our nation's traditions and our historical past, it is just chock full of Judeo-Christian references. And we just need to understand that, not rewrite history, but stand tall on the shoulders of our founders.
Well, you know, and after the break, we're going to get into the technical portion of what Liberty HealthShare is all about. But, I mean, ultimately, the whole thing is centered around us helping each other out, taking our biblical values, you know, our God-given rights, and having total control over our own bodies and health care for our own bodies, isn't it?
That's the core of our belief system, that God has given us the right to manage and direct and control the care of our health, because frankly, Joe, it is among the most closely or most private and personal choices and decisions that we ever make. If we're truly creatures of God, then we owe a due obligation to God to care for our bodies. And that's a very personal matter that we believe God's given us the right to have control over and not be impacted by the whims or opinions of government.
Hey, Dale, it's really been great having you on with me today, and I think, as everybody's going to be sitting around, do you cover turkey comas in the health share plan? Because that's what it was going to be like on Friday. I hope you guys have a great and wonderful Thanksgiving. I really do.
Well, moderation in all things, I guess.
Oh, wait a minute. Not on Turkey Day. Come on. Go ahead.
But thank you so much for that greeting, and we express a wholehearted sense of appreciation and gratitude to you and to all your listeners and to all of our members who participate so vigorously in our healthcare sharing ministry around the nation. So happy Thanksgiving to you too, Joe.
Great. More on the, we'll get some more information on the JFK assassination after this. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on The Real Side. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Oh, God bless America, huh? You're listening to The Real Side. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Thank you so much for spending your time with me today. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, which shows you what good taste you actually have, if I do say so myself. Now, you want to hop on the website, therealside.com. That's therealside.com, where you can pick up the classic podcast. You can take the poll. You can sign up for emails. There's just so much you can do at the website. But the big thing is get informed. Get informed and get engaged. All right? If you want to pick up some of the old shows, you can pick them up on iTunes, YouTube, Facebook, Ustream. There are so many places that you can get information about the show and about what we're doing here. If you want to send me an email during the show or even after the show, I get a lot after the show, which I find interesting. Some of you have pointed out, and I think I was joking with you the other day, that sometimes I get two or three emails later on in the afternoon. It's about a show I did 3 days ago. And so I know that people are pulling them down and then trying to engage a little late, but I appreciate the fact that you're engaging. Look, we've got Android app, iPhone apps. We've got all kinds of ways for you to become part of the show, to be involved in the show. TRS Extra today, we're going to deal with a lot of things going on, like the traveler from Saudi Arabia that was arrested at the Detroit Metro Center with a pressure cooker in his suitcase. You know, because you never know when you need to cook in the middle of your travel experience. I don't know. But also, do you know that dead people are probably receiving Social Security benefits? And not just a few bucks. We're talking about a lot of bucks here. But let me get one of my guests right now. I've got Douglas Brody on the line with me, and he's written a book called Patsy, The Life and Times of Lee Harvey Oswald. Just an amazing book. And look, it looks at the evidence that shows Oswald is innocent and was set up. The thing and I haven't told the guests this yet, I don't necessarily want to beat up on a conspiracy theory portion of this. I want to beat up on Lee Harvey Oswald himself, his character, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, I just want to tear into what kind of guy was he? How could he have possibly even thought about making something like this happen on his own? I don't think he had the wits to pull that off. Douglas, are you with me?
I sure am. Thanks for having me on, Joe.
Well, thank you for being on. This is one of those things. I think we hear something about Lee Harvey Oswald a couple of times a month, the JFK assassination and that kind of
thing. For the last 50 years.
Yep. Yeah, it just never will. I don't think it'll ever be put to rest, no matter what we come up with.
So,
well, I don't think so either, but I do believe everything is coming to a head now because November 22nd is the 50th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination, and there are going to be a lot of books coming out, a lot of TV specials. Mine, I believe, is the first book to be released on the subject this year, but it's certainly not going to be the last. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to get in as quickly as I could with a theory that I have that has never been proposed before. As you know, I've written about 40 previous books, and in each of them, on whatever subject I'm talking about, whether it's a very serious one like this or a fun subject like Twilight Zone about my old friend Rod Serling, whatever I'm writing about, I will only do a book if I can take a point of view that nobody has taken before, a different angle on the story. And again, in a very fun way, Rod Serling, well, his widow Carol Serling and I, 3 years ago, did a book on that subject, which a lot of people loved and hit some bestseller lists. And now, that was one of my great joys as a kid growing up. Now, one of my great nightmares. I was a college, junior in college, 1963, walking across the quad to go to a class and talk about Twilight Zone. All of a sudden, other students are screaming and yelling and crying. And I said, "What happened?" And it was like I dropped into the zone. And somebody said, "The president's been shot." And next thing I knew, I was crying and screaming and yelling. And before long, we were all in the student center in front of a TV set. And the Dallas police, later that afternoon, arrested in a movie theater of all places this guy named Lee Harvey Oswald, skinny, ugly-looking little guy. And they drag him in front of the camera, the news camera.
He doesn't even look like he
could. Called out Mr. Oswald.
He doesn't even look like he could pick up that gun, does he?
"I didn't shoot anybody." And then he looked directly into the camera and almost cried as he said, "I'm just a patsy." And that phrase got stuck in my mind. I'm not sure if back then I even knew what it actually meant, but I decided I was going to find out. And I've spent the last 50 years doing many other things as well. You know, I've got a wife and a family and university teacher and a journalist and 40 books and a Hollywood movie, but I never got off the subject of what Lee Harvey Oswald meant when he said, "I'm just a patsy."
Well,
and finally, this year, I think I solved what he was trying to tell us.
Yeah, all right. So let's do this, Douglas. Let's come back to give us a just paint a picture of what Mr. Oswald was like. What kind of guy was he?
Well, again, there's all these things that we know happened. And here's where it gets very, very tricky. In terms of answering your question as simply as and honestly as I can, I know that his childhood was horrible. He had, his father was gone, passed. His mother, Margaret, spoiled him something terrible. He was a sad, lonely kid most of the time. Grew up, they changed addresses like every 3 weeks. He had no sense of identity. But I do know this, that as a young man, he had one thing he was dedicated to. And whatever anybody says negative about Lee Harvey Oswald, if he killed the president, then certainly I only have negative things to say about him. But I'm not convinced that he did. But at any rate, the one thing that Lee Harvey Oswald had going for him as a good guy from the time he was a child in the South was that he absolutely was devoted to the civil rights movement. And this is at a time, we're talking in the late 50s, very early 60s, a time of terrible racism in America, but especially in the South. And when Oswald, as a kid, went into a movie theater by himself, didn't have any friends, used to escape into the movies, he would always go and sit down in either Texas or Louisiana, wherever he was, in what was called the colored section, because black people were not allowed to mix with whites in the theater. They had to be off to the left side, one of the terrible truths about America at that time. But here's this 12-year-old kid who feels that that is so wrong that he, if you can't get the blacks to sit over with the whites, he's going to make a statement by sitting with black people. Now, again, there's something positive in that, and here's why I believe that Oswald could not possibly have killed Kennedy.
Well, wait a minute.
Kennedy,
I don't
with all
the
faults, with all the women, with all that kind of stuff we know about today, the one thing you can't take away from Jack Kennedy was that he was dedicated to the civil rights movement and trying to pass civil rights legislation. You know, Eisenhower before him had that wonderful same quality. Johnson after him, Nixon, whatever faults you see in Nixon, he was great on civil rights for all Americans, breaking down the color barriers. And what I'm getting at is, every bit of information I found over the years suggests that Lee Harvey Oswald idolized Kennedy, that Kennedy was his hero because Kennedy was fighting for civil rights. Therefore, why would Oswald have possibly wanted to shoot and kill the president?
All right, I want to. I know you're on a roll there, but I want to come back to something you said. You said his mom treated him terribly, and I'm not looking for you to be a psychiatrist or anything, but what kind of things did she do to him? How, when you say terribly?
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Well, again, she would spoil him and spend a lot of money on him that she didn't on his two brothers, older brothers. He was her baby, but she would suddenly take off and be gone without saying goodbye and not show up for 3 months, and then suddenly walk back into the house that John and Robert Oswald, the older brothers, were, you know, trying to maintain their kid brother and help him along. And all of a sudden, Margaret would show up again. I'm back. And very quickly find another job and then move them to another town or another city or another state or another address three blocks away. The kid was totally, totally disoriented. And, you know, one of the things that several critics have pointed out is that in many ways my book kind of reminds people of the Alfred Hitchcock movie Psycho. And that was very much intended on my part. I'm glad people see that, because I see him as very much like Norman Bates in Psycho, this kid who was so demented by this unbelievable monster mother figure that he could not possibly come out normal. And I certainly don't think he did, but I also don't think he killed the president.
Let's come back to, again. You talk about older brother. He had two older brothers?
Yeah, a half-brother and a full-brother. They were John and Robert. And he lived with one of them in New York for a while. One of the reasons he wanted to join the service was his older brother, Robert, had been a Marine. And that's why he, Lee Harvey Oswald joined the U.S. Marines. He wanted to become a sharpshooter and did. And, again, the main thing I have to mention, you know, in our conversation is, again, there are the people who believe that Oswald acted alone. That's fine. There are people who believe he was part of a conspiracy, and they just argue about who the conspiracy people at the top of the heap were. And then there are the very few number of people who believe he was innocent. Now, the tricky part with arguing that he was innocent was it can be historically proven.
Douglas, we're up on a break. You got it. You're listening to Real Side. We'll be right back. You're listening to Douglas Brody on his new book, Patsy, The Life and Times of Lee Harvey Oswald. We'll be right back.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing, only at catiarmor.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We're back. You're listening to the real side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Listen, we're going to have a TRS Extra show. I've got a lot of subjects I want to hit on that. Thank you for being with me today. You can hop on therealside.com. That's therealside.com, where you can take the poll, you can listen live, you can watch live. There's so much you can do on the site. You can pull down a classic podcast. If you got to take off before this show is over, you can always grab the podcast later on this afternoon, about an hour after the show. We put it up, and it's ready to go. So I just want to thank you for tuning in, being involved, being engaged. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I want to get right back to my guest, Douglas Brody. He's written a book called Patsy, The Life and Times of Lee Harvey Oswald. Again, Douglas, thanks for being with me today.
Well, thank you.
Now, I just want to, I just don't want to go flying by certain issues, and people want to know, for closure reasons, they want to know some of these, like Lee Harvey Oswald's two older brothers. I mean, did he have any real relationship with them? Is there any way possibly they could have been involved or helped him in any way with this?
Absolutely not. In fact, he had actually stopped talking with John, one of his brothers, because of a fight that they had had in New York when he was a teenager at age 15 and would not speak to him again. Robert was off doing his own thing. And in fact, Robert was very much cooperating with the government even before the assassination of President Kennedy. You've got to remember that Lee Harvey Oswald was suspect on many, many levels because he had gone to Russia as a defector and damn in the United States. And so he was being watched and scrutinized by the FBI. And Robert was cooperating, very ashamed of his younger brother. What I argue in the book is that the reason Oswald went to Russia was not actually to defect. That was his CIA legend. A legend in the CIA means your fake identity. And I believe that he was an operative for the CIA. He went there. You know, he put himself in the terrible position of damning a country that he loved. Again, this is my hypothesis. And that he actually went there with his name disgraced forever because he felt much more important than he and his name was doing something good for the United States. And this allowed him to spy on the Russians and send all kinds of important information home. Let's not forget, in the Marines, he had been a radio man. So when he went to Russia, he was assigned to work in radio-type places in Russia as a defector and someone who was going to become a Russian citizen. This put him in a position to be totally aware of the levels of radio control the Russians had. And very shortly after he got there, America had all the information we needed that we didn't have before about what was going on with Russian capabilities on radar and radio. My theory is, as I try to prove in the book, is that we can thank Lee Harvey Oswald for helping us out there and damning himself but getting the spy information.
All right, so let's now, you had said, or you say that there are three theories about the assassination. Now, let's deal with the first two that just didn't happen and tell me quickly why,
Real quick. I mean, very simply, and again, I never say it didn't happen. I wasn't there. I don't know. But what I did was research it and come up with a theory, and I present it in the book that way, as a theory which I believe is the most probable. Number one, he acted alone. I don't think that's possible. It was too complex. Number two, he was part of a vast conspiracy. I believe that's very possible, and I believe that the CIA and the mob working together, they had joint reasons. They had individual reasons to want to kill Kennedy, and they were working jointly for some time before that. The two guys in connection were Johnny Roselli of the mob and Frank Sturgis of the CIA. They were openly working together, originally for Kennedy, then both groups felt betrayed by Kennedy, and one of them hit. Now, Lee Harvey Oswald, because he had already tried to kill Castro for them, and because he was a Marine sharpshooter, he would have been the first person they picked to do the assassination. And I argue in the book that that's exactly what happened. They gave him the assignment, not realizing how dedicated Oswald was, no longer to them, but to Kennedy because of his civil rights stance. And I argue in the book that what Oswald, again, those people say Oswald was innocent. The biggest problem with that is, okay, if he was innocent, how come we can prove that he was on the sixth floor of the book depository with a rifle and a telescopic sight and leaned out the window and fired it three times? Because that is absolutely proven fact. And what I argue is, let's look at it from a different angle. He fired three shots out that window, but there's no way anybody can prove that he fired those shots at the president. What if, as a huge fan of the president, he was trying to kill the men on the grassy knoll before they could assassinate the president? That's where the shooting at the president was coming from, and he was trying to stop it, and I explain exactly why, and here's the ultimate twist in the book. I do want the book to have a Hitchcock-like quality. The ultimate twist is, if he were a Marine sharpshooter and he set out to do this, how could he have possibly missed hitting Frank Sturgis of the CIA, Johnny Roselli of the mob, and the third man, who I don't want to identify on the air, but you got to read the book. It is in there, who I come up with, who I believe had to be the third man. And why would Lee Harvey Oswald have missed? That is the final double twist of the book.
All right, so let me just throw something at you. We've got a little over a minute. So you're saying the mob was somehow involved in this. You think President Johnson had anything to do with this?
I don't. Some people do.
But Johnson couldn't stand. But Johnson
says it was Johnson and many, many other people. I believe that Johnson had absolutely nothing to do with it.
But he couldn't stand JFK.
I try to show that he is a character in my book, and I try to show, even though he certainly had reasons to dislike the Kennedys, they put him on the ticket just to carry Texas in the South. They were incredibly cruel and disrespectful to Johnson always. So there's a reason people have that theory. I don't buy into that at all.
All right, but he did. He did not like Kennedy at all. Could have cared
absolutely
less.
Okay. Hated him. But there are people of honor who can hate somebody and would never think of killing them.
I agree with that.
Johnson is one of those men of honor.
Douglas Brody's on the line with me. He's written a book called Patsy, The Life and Times of Lee Harvey Oswald. Douglas, where do you get the book? And do you have a blog site or something where people can go and read about maybe more information that you have on this?
Sure. Of course, you can get the book on Amazon and on Barnes. My name is spelled B-R-O-D-E, Douglas Brody, and it can be ordered at any bookstore. You can go to www.patsythenovel.com. Again, www.patsythenovel.com to read more about the book and me. And you can also Google me, Douglas, B-R-O-D-E, and many, many, many different blogs and all kinds of stuff will come up with information about me and about the new book.
Douglas, thank you for being with me today. I appreciate the time that you spent with me. Really do.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Douglas Brody will put up information on the website, on Facebook.
All right, before I get rolling more with this, I got to ask the question. I just got to ask. Does anybody really care about the turkeys that Trump pardoned? I mean, seriously. What do you pardon, two or four? There's four families going to go without a meal. Seriously? No, anyway, I'm just kidding. Look, seriously, for a minute. Now, when we in the next hour, I've asked David Fisher and also Dale Bellis to join us in different segments to hear about what they got going on for Thanksgiving, you know, kind of what their tradition is. That's what we're going to do tomorrow as well. I've got stories about Thanksgiving, our proclamations for presidents. It's going to be a learning day. That's right. You just might learn something, God forbid. Anyhow, but I do appreciate it. I got to tell you, we're coming up on the end of the year. Thanksgiving for me and my family, really, really, really important. My family's actually 3,000 miles from where I'm at and scattered abroad. I've got family, close family, from Alaska down the coast into California, across the country, up the East Coast. We're like, you know, like I used to say, we're like horse manure on a ranch. We are all over the place. But I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. I really do. I appreciate the time that, you know, you're involved with the show, that you send me information, you know, and some of you who don't have any place to go tomorrow, I'm sorry. I wish I could do more for you. I wish I hit that lottery for the $700 million, and I would have been more than happy to help out where I could. I want you to give some thought, though. You've got people, you know, I go to my local senior center on Thanksgiving Day. We provide meals for a couple hundred people. People who, not that they don't have family left anymore, but maybe family has left them. Maybe families across the country and they can't afford to go out and see them or what have you. And it gives them a place to come and eat and enjoy other people. We've actually had the high school kids get involved in it to the point where they're out, they're serving the meals, they're working with these people. And the seniors just light up. You know, they love the fact that the young kids were there, and the young kids indulge them, which is kind of nice, too. Because, look, let's be honest about it. I'm getting up there in age. I don't even want to listen to myself half the time. But, you know, seniors can tell stories. If my dad's listening, it doesn't matter. You want to talk about a storyteller? He can tell stories. And he can tell when you don't want to hear his story, he still tells it anyway. So just give some thought. Giving back to the community. It's not always about cutting a check, and you guys know that. You don't always have to cut a check to make a difference. Sometimes it's just showing up. Sometimes it's just shaking some hands. Sometimes it's a smile to somebody. I know I'm getting gooey on you, but I don't mean that. But with everything going on in the world today, with everything going on in you know, Trump's America, as they like to call it, let's be the bigger of the three. Okay, let's be the bigger, and let's be the ones reaching our hand out. Let's be the ones shaking hands. Let's be the ones that say, God bless you. You know, don't make a greeting MAGA. That's great, and that's wonderful. You know, be proud to be an American. Be proud of what we have going on in this country. But reach out to others. Reach your hand out. Wish them well. you know, God bless them. And really, you're going to feel good about it. And God bless you for doing it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Go ahead and grab yourself maybe a pre-turkey or something. I don't know. Whatever you got hanging on in the kitchen. Go grab something. Come on back.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?